Warning, the following podcast may prove to be informative and educational, but it is guaranteed to be entertaining. Welcome to Trivial Warfare, the podcast that takes the pub quiz out of the pub and brings it home to you. Now here's your host, Jonathan Oakes.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Trivial Warfare. My name is Jonathan, and we are the podcast that takes the pub quiz out of the pub and brings it home to you. I am here with Chris, who is doing some odd little monkey dance in his seat.
Man, I am fired up, Jonathan. Let's get this going.
I am here with Carmella, who is laughing at Chris doing an odd little monkey dance in his seat.
Hello, boys.
And I am here with Mark. Hello, Mark. What do you think of Chris's little monkey dance?
Yeah, I think it's awesome.
I think we should put that on the website.
We can make that happen.
Wow.
I'm all in on this. You got me in a good mood today, man. So,
Mark, this has been a long time since you've been in the room. It's been like a month or more, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been a while. Yeah.
So I noticed that your shirt indicates college.
Nice.
So is that the closest you've come?
Or aww.
He's a school
I've
teacher.
I've driven through a campus before. Thank you very much.
He's a school teacher. No way. It's a beautiful homage to Animal House.
Is that what it is? Mr. Blutarsky's shirt?
Yes. It is.
That's pretty cool.
Yes, thank you.
So did anybody do anything interesting in the last few days? We didn't talk about an intro. We probably should have.
Well, we could talk about how bad X-Men Apocalypse was.
That shouldn't take long.
Yeah, it was bad. Thanks.
I haven't seen it yet, so okay. I can't form an opinion.
I haven't seen it yet, and I have already formed an opinion.
Well, you do that for lots of things.
We could say how awesome Civil War was. Awesome.
You know, I was talking to our friend Ben yesterday, as a matter of fact, and he gave me a compliment. And if you guys know...
Was he in a bad mood?
Well, it's funny that somebody gave me a compliment because most people think my head is big enough, so they don't bother to ever compliment me. But he said, you know, Jonathan, when you say something sucks, it tells me that it might be good or it might be bad. I'm like, well, that's not, that's you jerk.
What kind of compliment is that?
But then he said this, he said, but when you say something is good, I can take it to the bank that it's going to be pretty good.
Oh, okay.
It's like, you know what? That's fair.
All right.
Our taste may be different, but I'm not going to say something's good if it's really not.
That's a fair point.
So, for the record, I think, even though I haven't seen it, I think the Apocalypse movie's probably terrible just based on everything I've seen.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
You did see it?
Yes, I did. And I put it smack in between the craptastic Batman vs. Superman and the incredible Civil War. It was dead in between quality-wise between the two of them.
So it was better than Batman vs. Superman?
Oh, absolutely it was. But it was just – actually, I listened to a review by another podcast. I'm not going to say it. But I listened to another review
Yeah, it doesn't matter. What is it?
Okay. The iFanboy comic podcast. They do reviews of comic book movies that came out.
Okay.
And they just said – I swear the actors were purposely trying to fall asleep on the screen. And that was a great point on X-Men Apocalypse.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's like, I will kill you. Huh? What?
What?
All right. So, Chris.
Yes, sir.
Are you ready to warm us up?
I am ready to warm us up. And this is actually a warm it up, Chris, question that kind of picks on the Trivial Warfare show in general.
It's you picked something that picks on us?
Yeah, a little bit. Yes, sir.
That's very meta.
Well, do you remember a few months ago, we had a lovely question about the Razzies. I believe that you asked us.
Yeah, I completely hosed. I used a website that said, here are the people who have won the Razzie, or who have won an Academy Award and won a Razzie.
Yes.
And the website I used is completely inaccurate.
Well, and then what's funny is in the show notes, I did an update to that. And then I was also proven wrong by another person that was watching the show. So honestly, I'm going to officially say this will be our last Razzie question on the show.
Oh, I don't know about that.
All right. This may or may not be the last Razzie question on the show.
I have a new mission for a show.
Very definitive.
But here we go. But this is actually a listener submitted question. This is by Frank Travato. At TROVATO. Sylvester Stallone has been nominated, and he puts nominated in quotations, for an unprecedented 22 Razzie Awards, wow, either for Worst Actor or Worst Supporting Actor. How many of those movies can you name?
22?
Yes.
Is that like every Sylvester Stallone movie?
No, it's not.
I hope my favorite Sylvester Stallone movie's on there.
Oh, I didn't know you had a favorite Sylvester Stallone movie.
I do have a favorite Sylvester Stallone movie.
I'm intrigued to find that out.
So how are we going to do this?
All right. Honest to goodness, I just say let's go round robin. It's almost like shooting a dart at a dartboard where it's all 20s because you're probably going to nail them just aww, about everyone that you say.
Wow.
Well, there's some,
so who's going to go first?
There's some craptastic movies in here. I want Mark to go first because it seems like we always pick on Mark in these poor warming up.
Oh, Christmas. I got the first one.
I was all listening right to one the other day where Mark didn't name a single 80s song.
Oh, yeah.
That song was fantastic. And I think it was the 80s one. Yeah. And that's my wheelhouse too. Or so I thought.
Although, in all fairness, you did name all 80s songs in your choices, just not the right ones.
That's great. All right, I'm going to go with Stop or My Mom Will Shoot.
Stop or My Mom Will Shoot is on the list.
Yes.
All right, Carmella.
Oscar. That's
Oscar
my favorite one.
Oscar is on the list. Yay. Well done. 2 for 2. Can we go 3 for 3, Jonathan?
I'm going Judge Dredd.
Judge Dredd on the list. 3 for 3. Mark, can we go 4 for 4?
Rambo 2.
On the list. Yes. Well done. I would not have said that. I would really not have said that because I liked the second
was that
Rambo.
First Blood?
So, yeah, that was First Blood Part 2. Actually, I think the first Rambo was actually First Blood. And then when they did the sequel, it became Rambo First Blood Part 2. Mm-hmm.
More blood.
More blood.
More so, blood.
Electric Boogaloo.
So, yes, First Blood Part 2, Electric Boogaloo. That's awesome. That should have been the team name that I had for you and Mark that one time. All right. So, Carmella, can we do 5 for 5?
Demolition Man.
Oh, I was just writing that down.
Not on the list. I'm sorry.
Somebody like the Three Shells thing?
Wow. I guess. Dude, the Three Shells were awesome. And honestly, I love Demolition Man. That movie was hilarious.
I love Oscar, and it's on that list.
Okay. Wow. Okay, so now I'm shocked.
It's going to get a lot harder from here because, frankly, I don't have a lot of Sylvester Stallone movies in my head, right?
Okay, there's a lot of craptastic ones in here. There's also a couple of them I was like, what? This is awesome.
Where is this? Cliffhanger. Oh, was he in Cliffhanger? Was that
he
him?
He was in Cliffhanger, but not on the list and should be on this list. Razzies, what the heck? Why did you not nominate him for that craptastic movie?
All right.
All right, so Mark, you're actually in the lead right now, man.
Yes. Daylight.
What?
On the list.
I've never heard of that.
Well done.
I used that in my first job interview for teaching.
What?
Yes.
You used the craptastic movie Daylight?
He's like Sly Stallone in Daylight.
So isn't that the one where he's like trying to rescue people out of like a cave-in out of a tunnel or something?
Exactly,
like that?
Yep.
Okay. All right. So Mark is clearly beating your behinds on bad Sylvester Stallone movies. And Jonathan and Carmella are like, you know what? I'm good with that. All right, Carmella, what's up?
The Expendables.
Not on the list. Actually, I really like that movie.
I've never seen any of them.
I can't call that craptastic.
All right.
All right. So Jonathan's getting a little harder.
Mark just had like an epiphany over here.
He's like writing stuff down like crazy. He's like, oh, I got this. And again, Frank, fantastic question here.
I'm
loving how hard you guys are having to think about this.
I mean, it feels like after the Rocky movies, it feels like Sylvester Stallone disappeared for 15 years in my memory. None of his movies were something memorable to me. He probably did a romantic comedy or two. Was he in, no, that wasn't him. What was the one? The one that Sharon Stone did after Basic Instinct was this thing where there were like hidden cameras in a apartment building.
Big Brother?
No, you're thinking.
Oh, I know what you're thinking.
You're in the right ballpark, but the wrong movie. Because that was
a Baldwin. Wasn't
that was Baldwin? Yeah, that was the younger Baldwin brother that was in that movie.
What was the name of that movie?
Sliver.
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 Yes. But. Sylvester Stallone and what's her face was in a movie.
Yeah.
Sharon Stone?
Yeah. Sharon Stone. Thank you.
They were, but I don't know what it was. Entrapment?
Nope,
that was Sean Connery.
That was Sean Connery and Catherine Zeta-Jones. The movie you're thinking about, which is on the list, by the way, Jonathan, is The Specialist.
The Specialist. Oh.
So I'm going to give that to you because you described everything but the name of it. All right,
no,
fine.
I don't get that.
Well, that's fine. Mark's kicking y'all's backsides as it is.
Well, I'm not going to have any more right answers.
This game's
either.
Over with anyway. All right, we're going to go one more round, and then I'll name all 22 of them.
I'm going to say Rocky Balboa.
Really? That was a hit. That was
Rocky Balboa, not on the list. And I agree. That was a great movie. Rocky V, however, which is on the list.
Hey, dude,
sucked.
Dude, yeah. I was gonna go random Rockies and Rambos. Quit taking away my answers.
All right.
So I'm gonna go with Rocky V.
Rocky V on the list. Well done.
Damn you!
All right, Jonathan. Last one before we name them off.
Rambo 3.
Rambo 3 on the list. Oh. Well done.
What was the name of the movie where they picked him up, like, going down the Amazon or whatever, and he, like, he was some retired mercenary, and he got him through the...
I don't know.
Maybe I'm just...
Anaconda?
No.
That wasn't Anaconda.
All right.
Maybe
so,
not.
Rambo,
so,
The Awakening.
In and Frank put this in chronological order, so well done, Frank. Rhinestone.
Oh,
Rambo First Blood Part 2, Rocky 4, what the crap?
Why is Rocky 4 on there? I didn't say it.
But okay, Cobra, Over the Top.
Over the Top.
Oh, I love
Over the Top. I could have gotten that
Kid Chris loved Over the Top. That was great. Rambo 3, Look Up, which I've never heard of.
I remember Cobra too.
Tango and Cash.
Oh, really?
Which was one of my mom's favorite movies.
I like Tango and Cash.
I did too.
I was thinking of Turner and Hooch.
yeah, that's Tom Hanks.
Yeah. Rocky, and a dog.
Yeah. Rocky 5, Oscar, Stop or My Mom Will Shoot. And then he put in parentheses, seriously. The Specialist, Assassins, Judge Dredd, Daylight, Burn Hollywood Burn, which I've never heard of before. Get Carter.
Oh.
Driven.
Get Carter. Was that Mel Gibson?
No.
That's Danny
Payback.
DeVito.
No, I'm thinking about Payback.
Yeah, Payback. Now, that was a good movie. I like that movie. Driven. Spy Kids 3D. Game Over.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I forgot he was in Spy Kids.
Bullet to the Head. Escape Plan. And his last one with Robert De Niro was Grudge Match.
Do you know how easy it must have been to review the movie Bullet to the Head?
It's the first 3 minutes.
It was like a bullet to the head.
Here's the movie review. He's like, so watching this movie was very much like the title, end scene.
Oh, well done, man. So that is your warming up Chris question episode. And thank you very much, Frank. We appreciate that.
Thanks, Frank.
A lot of fun.
Good job, Frank. All right, Mark, we turn it over to you. You are our host with the most. It is Carmella versus Chris versus Jonathan in a three-way triple threat match.
Ding, ding, ding.
All right. Your first category of the game is games.
Games.
How many housing properties are there on a standard Monopoly game board?
I was gonna say, Jonathan knows this right off the top of his head.
How many housing, like how many properties you can buy a house on?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Oh. I started to use my finger.
Go ahead and count on your hands, Jonathan. You ready for this, Carmella? He's counting on his hands behind his back. That is outstanding.
No. All right, I'm locked in.
All right, I'll lock in.
All right, cool. So here's my thought process with the question.
You didn't use any of that time to think.
Oh, no. Are you kidding me? I had it all in my head. Anyway, so I believe there's two property pieces on each side of the board. So, and there's three each, you think, except for two. And that's the very first two and the very last two. That means that there's so on two different sides, there's five. So that's 10. And then on the other two, there's three. There's six of them each. So that's 12. So that means there'd be 22.
Can I get a bonus if I can name all of them?
No.
I'm not sure that I can, but if I can get a bonus for it, I'll try.
Still no.
I had 22.
I said 20 because I think I miscounted.
Oh.
It is 22.
Yes.
Where'd you miscount?
I don't know. For some reason, I thought it was like, no, there's only 20.
Like five on each side of the board, maybe?
Yeah, I think I did it that way.
Nope.
Okay, so Jonathan, name them all just for craps and giggles.
No, please don't.
No?
No.
Really?
And now I'm going to. Mediterranean, Baltic, Connecticut, Oriental. I'll have to come back to that. Vermont. St. Charles Avenue, Place. Virginia Avenue. What's the other purple one?
It's also St. James Place.
No, I haven't gotten to St. James.
St. James is the next one. I don't think it's Virginia, though, dude.
Virginia is the third purple one on the left side. I'll come back to the purple. Then you have James Place, New York Avenue in Tennessee. You have Indiana, Illinois, and Kentucky. You have Atlantic, Marvin's Garden and Vintner. You have Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and what's the other one there? Pennsylvania, North Carolina. Nope, I'm not going to get that. Park Place and Boardwalk. So I'm missing one of the purples and one of the greens.
The green one, I remember.
The green one. Pacific. Mm-hmm. Pacific is the green one. What's the other purple one? Virginia, St. Charles, and I'm not going to get it. I missed it by one.
States
Avenue. Doggone it.
Your next category is history.
Hit the way.
Vietnam was most recently a colony of what nation?
Most recently?
Yes.
Crap a duck.
My answer is locked in.
Good job, Lancelot. I'm not too keen on this answer, but I'm locked in.
I have no idea.
Now you know how it normally feels to be me.
It's not easy being Chris.
I wonder if it was a colony of like another Asian country. Instead of, you know, your traditional, you know, it was a British colony or a French colony. I'm going to say it was a colony of China.
I thought about China. I know Korea was a colony of China. I think they were at least. But Korea is a little more northern. Vietnam is more southern, over there next to Laos and close to India and Burma. I know that the French had a big presence in Burma, in that same region, so I said France.
Actually, Jonathan, you and I were on step for step. I said France as well because I thought the same thing.
The first Indochina War occurred from 1946 to 1954, in which they got their independence from France.
Nice.
Yes.
Good job. Your last category of round one, movies.
Excellent, Smithers.
What's the name of the 1996 movie that took its name from the fact that junkies scored their drugs at an abandoned railway?
I'm locked in. And I believe Carmel is about to be locked in, too.
I'm locked in.
Talk it out, Jonathan.
So, I've never seen the movie, but the one that comes to mind would be Trainspotting, because it has the word train in it. I have no better logic than that, but I'll say Trainspotting.
I also said Trainspotting, and it's a movie about heroin addicts, so that's kind of my logic for it.
3 for 3, Trainspotting.
It is Trainspotting.
Nice.
Good job.
I think I had the hardest time with that, because all I had to go on was the word train.
Oh, you've never seen the movie?
No.
It's a good movie.
Was that Guy Ritchie?
No. That's Danny Boyle.
Who made the movie?
Danny Boyle.
Yeah, Danny Boyle. Yeah, he's the one that did...
Ewan McGregor is in that movie.
Yeah, Danny Boyle's most famous movie that most people have heard of is Slumdog Millionaire. Yeah.
Wait, so you're saying that Obi-Wan Kenobi did heroin?
Well, yeah. In that movie he did.
Oh, boy.
He's done a lot worse than some other movies.
There was a baby on the ceiling. It was weird.
He used the force on it.
Aw, awful. Too soon.
So after the first round... Chris and Jonathan are at 30. Carmella just got on the board with 10.
Oh.
Thanks, Ewan McGregor.
Your first category of round two is crime.
It doesn't pay.
Take a bite out of it.
Thanks, McGruff.
For what crime was Bruno Hauptmann executed in 1936?
Can I ask a quick question?
Yes.
Who is Bruno Hauptmann?
The guy who committed this crime and was executed.
In 1936?
Correct. You know it.
Jonathan's writing something down, so he either knows who Bruno Hauptmann is or just has a good guess.
I have a good guess. I'm locked in.
All right.
Definitely not 100%.
Yeah. I'm going to write something down, Carmel, and then I'll let you talk it out or whatever, but I'm not 100% sure. I'm locked in.
Okay. So, in the 30s, biggest things that were really kind of going around were bank robberies and bootlegging. So I'm stuck between bank robberies and bootlegging.
Sounds like a good time to me.
With your best Phil Hartman imitation.
I have no idea who this guy is, so I'm going to say bank robbery.
Okay.
All right. I was kind of thinking 36 and what have you, and I actually said espionage.
Okay. I said he kidnapped the Lindbergh baby.
Oh.
He kidnapped Charles Lindbergh Jr.
Nice job, Good Jonathan. Job.
The year
was it the year?
The year helped tremendously. I believe I knew the name. I believe I've heard that before.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
See, that's interesting because
the Lindbergh year helped me hone into it. I couldn't have done it without the year.
Was the Lindbergh baby ever found, though?
They found him dead.
Dead, right? Okay, mm-hmm. He was dead. Okay.
He took the money and everything for the ransom, and they found him dead.
Okay, all right.
Music, next category.
Music!
What song contains the lyrics, pumping up the volume, breaking down to the beat, cruising through the west side, we'll be checking the scene?
Oh, crap on a stick.
Can you repeat the lyrics?
What song contains the lyrics, pumping up the volume, breaking down to the beat, cruising through the west side, we'll be checking the scene?
Could you sing it in the tune of the song?
No.
Mm. It doesn't even have a good rhythm to it.
Dude, sucks. Shut up.
Why didn't anybody write anything down?
Golly.
Because I know what you said. I have to think of the song.
Yes. And I keep trying to put it in my head, and Jonathan keeps talking.
I'm locked in.
I keep singing it over and over in my head, but I think that the rhythm is wrong. So it's not helping me.
The rhythm is going to get you.
Shut
tonight.
Up.
Sucks as I have a whole nother song I got stuck in my head. I had to write that song down just to try to get it out. Nope, it's still there. I'll explain that when it comes time to my answer.
Oh, great.
This is definitely not the right answer. All right, go ahead.
All right. So the problem is like, as soon as, because, I mean, in all fairness, I was getting frustrated with you, Jonathan, for talking, but it really wasn't your fault. But it was just, I was trying to get, like what you do when we play pub trivia. One of the things Jonathan and I always say when we do when there's lyric songs is just we wish they just would not play a song at all and just let it be quiet for like 3 minutes so we could try to listen to it in our heads. And basically, by you talking, you're the playing of the song during the question.
That's not unintentional.
I'm jerkhead. So anyway, as I keep going in there, all that's going into my head is down on the corner, out in the street.
Willie and the Pope boys playing, give nickel tap feet.
So yeah, so I wrote down, but didn't lock the answer in, down on the corner, just to get that out of my head. And, oh, man, I'm going to kick myself. I really don't know the answer. I really do not. But I know the song. I just cannot think of the words to it. And problem is if I had a feeling that I could probably figure it out in the next 2 minutes, I'd make you guys wait. But I don't think I can, so I'm tapping out.
Okay, no answer for you.
No answer for me.
Carmella.
My wrong answer of Pump Up the Jam.
I actually almost said that answer, as a matter of fact.
Okay, so upon hearing the lyrics, I knew instantly that I didn't know this song.
Oh, wow.
I had no clue the lyrics themselves. It was not the kind of music that I would have listened to. But that gives me the freedom to think about the question in a different way, and I'm hoping that that helped me. I thought, what kind of music question might Mark ask? Maybe something recent. Maybe a current event kind of thing. So that led me to Prince. And then I thought, what kind of song does Prince have about a car? Little Red Corvette. So I wrote down Little Red Corvette, and I'm hoping for the best.
Wow. That's really kind of a neat way of getting into that. What's the answer, Mark?
Get the Party Started by Pink.
You have heard that song.
Hold on.
You have heard
now
that
I
song.
Now I want you to say the lyrics again, because I like Pink. I hear Pink all the time.
Pumping up the volume, breaking down to the beat, cruising through the west side, we'll be checking the scene.
That was the rhythm I had in my head was from that song.
Was it really?
Yes.
Why don't I still don't hear the rhythm? I still don't hear the rhythm. What? Go ahead and play it. My goodness. That is, I mean, I don't listen to that song a lot because that's not one of the better songs, but.
Well, that was her first hit, right?
No. Her first hit was I was in middle school.
Her first hit was R&B. It was like most girls or most boys or something like that.
You sure about that, Clark?
I'm 100% sure.
All right.
Misunderstood was her second album, and it was basically a rebellion against the R&B producers that told her to be a mm-hmm. R&B star.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right, well, way to break up Jonathan's no-hitter there, Mark.
Yeah, I was doing good till that. I was proud of myself. I thought I might have sneaked my way into a right answer, but I wasn't close.
Your last category of the round is science.
Science!
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 I don't know why you laugh at him.
I always do when he does
it. Don't encourage him.
I know, right?
I try not
to. I do good voices.
What three-letter word describes the material from which iron is extracted?
What exactly do you mean by material?
The material.
The stuff from which iron is extracted.
I'll write something down.
Just tired of thinking. You don't have to block it out away from me. I'm already written down.
Habit.
All right, Jonathan. Talk it out, man.
So here's where I'm having a hard time with the question. The simple answer would just be ore. Iron comes from iron ore.
That's two letters.
No, it's not. So I don't know if that's what he's asking.
Ice.
Or if he's asking for like a totally different element that is used, like tin is a three-letter element. And maybe iron comes from a different element, right? So that's where I'm struggling. I don't know if we're talking about it in terms of another metal that it's coming from, or just generically it comes from iron ore. I guess my answer is going to be ore, but I don't feel great about it because of I'm not certain about the question.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, I said ore.
I said ore as well. I wrote ore.
Ore would be correct.
Yes.
Ore is a type of rock that contains sufficient minerals with important elements, including metals that can be economically extracted from the rock.
And after two rounds, Jonathan is up 50. I'm close behind with 40. And Carmelo's in third with 20 points.
Ooh. Round three, television.
Televisiones.
Who was the actress who played Samantha Stevens in the 1960s show Bewitched?
I knew as soon as you said Samantha Stevens, Bewitched came in my head, but that's not what you're asking. I don't know her name.
Do you want first and last name or just last name? Okay.
Last name's acceptable.
Okay. I'm locked in.
He called her Sam.
Dun 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 dun.
I can go ahead and tap out. I know I don't know this. It's not anywhere in there.
Does that mean I can talk?
Yep.
Okay.
Wow, that's so not like you either. You must be upset with yourself on that one.
I'm not upset. I know that she's not. It's not like I know her from anything else.
Right.
And so I just don't have the answer in my head.
No, I get that.
I know it's not Barbara Eden because she's Jeannie.
Yep. I thought about Barbara Eden. I would have got that one.
And I love Barbara Eden. And the thing is I used to remember the names of the Darrens because those were usually trivia questions, but they never really asked about Samantha.
That's a really great point.
The Darrens is a good band name, too.
The Darrens.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Band name.
I can't. I'm looking at the credits in my mind, the opening credits to the show, and I can't see her name.
Don't even try trying to wiggle your nose. That thing is, like, impossible. It's so hard.
Now I'm going to have to. I'm going to have to tap out, too. I can't think of her name.
All right. My final answer is Montgomery, but I believe it's Elizabeth Montgomery is her full name.
Elizabeth Montgomery?
Boom! Wow. Ooh. It doesn't even ring a bell now that I hear it. I can't picture that name going across the screen with her face.
I can.
Yeah, no, Nicole Kidman said when she was preparing for the role in Bewitched in the movie, she said the hardest part was getting the nose thing down.
Holy crap, even knowing that Nicole Kidman played that character in the movie Bewitched is incredible because I didn't even know there was a movie Bewitched.
It wasn't very good.
It was not very good at all. Will Ferrell and Nicole Kidman were in it.
It was horrible.
It's a Hollywood movie. It's pretty much par for the course.
Second category of the round is food.
I just ate some.
Something I might actually know.
What fast food chain was the first to sell its pre-cooked frozen burgers in grocery stores? Ooh, they're writing frantically.
Seriously, what the hey?
I'm locked in.
Whoa.
I'll lock in.
Whoa.
Enjoy, Jonathan.
Whoa. Holy crap.
Not in here. This is the living room.
I don't go in the fast food aisle very often, but I can't say that I remember seeing a fast food burger patty in there. So I'm taking a stab in the dark at a fast food chain with burgers. I can say McDonald's, or I could say Burger King. I might say Wendy's. Perhaps Jack in the Box or Whataburger. Oh, you know what? This might be a good guess. I'm going to guess. Could you repeat the question one time so I can make sure I'm not going to say something stupid?
What fast food chain was the first to sell its pre-cooked frozen burgers in grocery stores?
I'm going to take a guess and say White Castle.
Carmela?
I also said White Castle.
Hey, it was good enough for Harold and Kumar. I also said White Castle.
You got it.
Yeah! What a great guess! Woo! So I was visualizing the freezer section of my local grocery store, right? And I do recall seeing White Castle in there. I don't think I've seen any other fast food restaurant stuff in the freezer section.
I never knew what a White Castle was until I was a teenager. So I was like, I just thought they were just like regular things.
Like fast food?
I just thought like it was frozen food. Yeah. And then I was like, oh, that's like a real place.
Wow. But what's interesting is I see a lot more French fries from restaurants out.
Oh, there's
now.
A lot of like the TGI Fridays and Chili's that are putting stuff
out. Arby's has their curly fries that you can buy in the frozen food section now. And also Checkers and Rally's has their like seasoned fries that you can buy in the frozen food section too. I know way too much about French fries. I got to lose weight.
Got so lucky. Awesome.
Your last category of the round is sports.
Sports.
In 2004, a 9-foot-tall bronze statue of Bobby Bowden was dedicated in what city?
2004?
Yes.
It's very funny that none of us are writing down quickly. We're all wondering, why is this a trivia question if it's the obvious answer? So we're all trying to think of what other answer it could possibly be.
For real.
Fun fact, I dropped out of that college that he coached at.
Fun fact, I got a master's degree from that college that he coached at.
Fun fact, I could give a flying crap about that school.
Yeah, well.
Well, that's right. Chris is our local resident Gator fan.
Yeah.
Go Gator.
I'll write down. I can't think of anything else it would be.
I'm locked in.
All right, because the weird part of this, I was really hoping that the year would give a clue. 2004. Problem is that he didn't retire from coaching until I believe it was 2009, 2000. I think it was more 2010. I know there's a statue outside of Doak Campbell Stadium in Tallahassee with him on it, but I thought it would be there after he retired. But I'm going to be like you guys on this, and I'm not going to delay this anymore. I'm going to say Tallahassee. Final answer, because Tallahassee, Florida. Final answer.
So for some reason,
I don't know if there's another Tallahassee.
I had it in my mind that he has some relationship with Duke.
Huh.
Like he started there or something. But I don't know that to be fact. And I can't think of what city Duke is in anyway. So I went with Tallahassee.
Carmela, 3 for 3.
So I was thinking about my time that I lived in Tallahassee, and I was like, was the statue there by then? Because I went there in 2006. And I was like, well, I can't think of another answer. So I also said Tallahassee.
Duke's in Durham, by the way.
Duke is in Durham.
WVU's in Morgantown.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Where are we at?
Your
Bobby
question.
Bowden?
Oh, Tallahassee is correct.
Oh. Wow. That's hilarious.
Now that, you know that what's funny about
that
this, Mark,
is hilarious.
As a local trivia host, you just got a taste of the torture that you put your people through when you ask a local question that seems really easy. That's the torture that we go through trying to figure out the trick.
It's not even really local. I mean, Tallahassee's like,
yeah, but we're in Florida.
3 hours away.
Yeah, but it's Bobby Bowden. It's Florida. It's obvious that's the answer that you would think of. And for everybody else in the country, that might be like, oh, that's totally normal trivia question. Mm-hmm. For us, it's like, okay, that's like asking where Grandpa grew up. So you wouldn't ask that typically.
All right.
Who's the mayor? Good job.
So
exactly. Wow.
So going into the midpoint question, Jonathan, you and I are both tied at 70. Carmela has 40.
Okie dokie.
Yay, at least I got up a little bit.
Your halftime question. After Deadpool and excluding voiceover roles, name the next 4 top highest grossing movies at the domestic box office in which Ryan Reynolds appears in a credited role.
I'm out.
Why are you excluding Deadpool?
Because that's the obvious.
Oh, so was Tallahassee.
Can you read it one more time for me, please?
Excluding Deadpool, because that's obviously number one, and excluding voiceover roles, name the next 4 top highest grossing movies at the domestic box office in which Ryan Reynolds appears in a credited role.
I can only think of 2 movies that I know he was in. literally in my life, he disappeared from the point at which Two Guys, a Girl, and a Pizza Place went off the air.
That was the greatest show.
Until he showed back up in one of these answers. And like there's a 10 to 15 year gap there where I have no idea what he was doing.
Blow.
Lots and lots of blow.
Funny thing is, he's a pretty talented guy. And since Deadpool came out, he's really, especially on social media, really shown how funny he is.
Oh, he is a very funny guy.
Oh, yeah.
No, I was definitely sold on him from that show.
Well, what movie were you sold on him from?
Yes. Can you tell us?
I can, after you guys write your answers down. Actually, I have my four written down.
I bet you he has like 15 romantic comedies out there that I have no idea about.
I've seen a lot of his movies, so I'm hoping some of these are right.
She's a little soft on the knees for him.
Yeah.
That's a good answer.
I don't blame you.
That's a good answer. So's Jonathan.
Sure.
Yeah, he was engaged to Alanis Morissette for a long time.
Was he really?
Really?
Oh, what's wrong with
so him? It was that, and then he was married to Scarlett Johansson, mm-hmm. and now he's married to Blake Lively.
Right, and they have a baby together.
And almost a second baby.
Almost a second.
That's quite an illustrious resume.
For reals.
He's had it good.
I've got three out of the four. I'm still trying to think of one more.
I've only got two movies written down.
I would like. I'm just letting you know, because I know you want to talk about it, but I'm trying to think of one more, and I can't.
Don't really care to talk about it, okay, but I think I'm going to be stuck doing it.
All right, I'm actually locked in. I think my fourth answer is a piece of crap answer, but it made me laugh, and it'll make Mark chuckle, so I'm okay with it.
Okay, so I've never seen his IMDb page.
Mine or his?
Either.
Yours is mostly blank.
We're waiting for yours, mister.
I literally can't tell you movies that he's been in. I've only been able to name two movies here. So I named Green Lantern, and I named Wolverine. Other than that, I feel like I can see him in World War II gear, so I'm just going to take a Hail Mary guess and say Saving Private Ryan, and hope that he made a... I know he loves comic books, so I'm leaning towards comic book kind of stuff. I'll take a Hail Mary again and say he was in Daredevil.
Okay. All right. My answers were The Proposal with Sandra Bullock. Fantastic movie. Did really well in the box office. Green Lantern was my other one. Even though it didn't do a really good job comic-wise, I think still for him it made quite a bit of money. I don't know how nitpicky Mark wants to get with the Wolverine, but X-Men Origins Wolverine was the actual full name of the movie that he was in. And then finally, for Mark, Van Wilder.
Oh, he was Van Wilder.
Even though I don't think that made, National Lampoon's Van Wilder, right. But I don't think that thing made.
About
I
about Van Wilder.
I don't think that thing made that much money in the first place.
Okay.
So if I had really been thinking, I just picked movies of his that I liked.
They're probably my favorite ones.
Yeah. If I had thought about it, I would have said things like Green Lantern or Blade Trinity, because those are action movies. Those tend to do pretty well.
I forgot about Blade Trinity.
But I said Just Friends, Waiting, Van Wilder, and The Proposal.
Okay.
I thought about 128 Hours, but I went with The
Proposal. I have only heard of one of those.
Was he
movies
in 120 really? Hours?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
One where he has to cut his arm off?
No, that was James Franco.
No, that was...
Franco was the main character.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Franco cut his arm off.
Yeah, that wasn't.
I thought that was him.
No, it wasn't Ryan Reynolds.
Have you ever seen Waiting?
I've never heard of it.
Waiting is one of the greatest movies of all time.
What?
I've never seen it either, dude.
No. I'm telling you, out of the four movies she named, I've only heard of one.
The Proposal? You only heard of The Proposal?
No, I've never heard of The Proposal.
Really?
Van Wilder.
That was a
Proposal. The other ones are all non-existent to me.
Still Waiting is a terrible movie, but Waiting
is a
great movie.
Waiting?
Day in the life of a restaurant, in the restaurant biz.
Oh.
He works at like a Bennigan's.
That sounds terrible.
No, he's like the veteran that's been there too long, and
That's what I'm saying. That sounds terrible.
No, The Proposal is a great romantic comedy that Sandra Bullock were in. And Betty White steals every scene she's in that movie. She was great.
So what are the answers?
All right. Well, first, obviously, was Deadpool. The Croods was second, but that's a voiceover. After that, X-Men Origins, Wolverine.
So do I get credit for that?
Wolverine's good, yeah.
Thank you.
The Proposal, Safe House.
Oh, wow.
The Green Lantern. Turbo's next, but that's a voiceover.
Yep.
And the Amityville Horror remake.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. I forgot he was in that one.
I got three.
Jonathan had two. Chris had three. Carmella had one.
Sweet.
Then you get into the bad stuff like R.I.P.D., Just Friends.
I'm getting the sense that we got into the bad stuff pretty early in that list.
Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle, Adventureland.
Adventureland. I forgot about Adventureland.
That was good.
No wonder I've never seen any of his movies.
Oh, that's great.
So going into the second half, I'm actually in first place with 85 points. Jonathan's in second with 80. Carmella has 45.
Yeah, but you cheated.
How did I cheat?
You watched a lot of movies.
And that's cheating? She's
yes.
watched almost every Ryan Reynolds movie. She just came up with the obscure ones.
I like the obscure ones.
She was
like,
ranking them in order of attractiveness to her.
She's like, 3 hearts, 4 hearts, well, 6 hearts.
If we're going by attractiveness, and definitely The Proposal will be number one, because he does a shirtless woodcutting scene in that one.
Please move us out of this territory.
Run away!
Your first category.
All
the next
of the female listeners are like, yeah.
He's dreamy.
Dreamy McDreamerton. Before we go to the second half, I want to talk a little bit about Loot Crate. That's right, Loot Crate. I've kind of been slacking off on the Loot Crate ads lately because of the awards voting stuff, but Loot Crate's as good as ever. Remember, Loot Crate is your supplier for the best geek and gamer gear in the world. That's right, in the world, I said it. The thing that I think is the best about it, truthfully, is the unique toys. Where indeed does he get those wonderful toys? It's Loot Crate. That's right. Loot Crate gets you unique items that you can't get anywhere else. You know, it's funny when I go out and I see somebody wearing a Loot Crate shirt. It's almost like a little community. It's like, give them a little head nod. It's like, I see you. I know you're one of my people. I appreciate you. You know, that's the way it's almost like, you know, if they're signed up for Loot Crate, they probably like a lot of the same stuff you do. And you're probably going to be friends if you ever get a chance to talk to them. So do you want to be a part of that club? Be sure to go over to lootcrate.com/TWA and sign up for whichever box strikes your fancy. Remember, use the coupon code TWA to get a $3 discount off of the first $20 box that you buy. All right, on to round 4.
Your first category of the next round is geography.
Geography.
So long, Chris.
What U.S. island has the largest population? That would be an island contained within the 50 states, not U.S. territories.
I'm locked in.
I'll lock in.
Got 4 choices. The Big Island in Hawaii, Oahu, Long Island, and Manhattan. I think Manhattan's an island. I'm going to guess Manhattan.
I said Manhattan.
3 for 3, Manhattan.
It is actually Long Island.
Oh,
population
man.
Is larger on Long Island.
That was my second guess.
Mine too, and I'm sure it was probably yours as well.
At least we all missed it together.
Yeah. Aw.
Not like that.
Oh.
Money is your next category.
Money.
Bye, Chris.
Since 1982, pennies are made up of 98% of what metal?
Locked in.
Wow.
Yeah, I actually about to lock in too, so.
Cha-ching.
I did an experiment in high school using pennies.
No kidding.
So that's how I know this.
I'm locked in.
So the obvious thought is that it must not be copper. Actually, I think, if I'm not crazy, I think the reason for that is that copper became more expensive by weight than the penny was to make. So they're going to fill it with an inexpensive metal. The two that are down, I'm down to 2 in my head, lead and tin. I think it's tin, so I'm saying tin.
Okay. I might be off, but I believe it's zinc.
Oh, I think you're right.
I said zinc.
It is zinc.
Yes.
It's actually more expensive to make a penny than a penny is worth now as well.
Bye, so. Jonathan.
Moving on. Your next category is war.
What is it good for?
Absolutely nothing.
Say it again! Which Gulf gave its name to the...
Oh, we're going to have to say it over again, man.
Which Gulf...
What? Why did you do anything? What's happening over there?
Which Gulf gave its name to the 1991 Gulf War?
Do you want a 3-2-1? Or do you just want to write it down?
I'm down for that.
3, 2, 1. You good?
Sure.
Mark, can you count us down, please?
3, 2, 1.
Persian.
Persian golf. Good.
Going into the fifth round, I'm up 105 to Jonathan's 90 to Carmela's 65.
Stupid zinc.
Climbing up.
First category of the next round is sports.
Sports.
Crap.
What Major League Baseball team had four National League Rookie of the Years in a row from 1979 through 1982, then five in a row from 92 to 96?
You just made that super easy.
Okay, locked in.
Really?
Really?
Locked in.
That made it easy?
That made it like extremely ultimately easy.
If he didn't put the second part on there, I was going to be blinking a few times.
I would have got that anyway.
Would you have gotten that
one? Yes, because there's one very famous one.
Okay.
Wow.
I got you. Oh.
Sorry, Carmela.
I know what you're talking about.
I don't know.
Carmela's wondering where her soccer questions are.
He's rigged.
Fixed.
Oh, if we were Facebook friends, you could have like told me you wanted a soccer question.
Oh, so good. Oh, that's awesome.
I have no idea. The New York Yankees.
Good guess.
All right.
At least you named a baseball team.
Right, shut up. Don't patronize me.
Oh, no. Wow.
You right. earned that.
I really kind of did. I apologize for that. All right. My answer was the LA Dodgers.
It was the Dodgers.
Yep, the Dodgers.
So they had Eric Karros and then Mike Piazza and then Raul Mondesi and then Todd Hollinsworth. And there's one more, Hideo Nomo. That was the five in the 90s. But you could have gotten it on the one from the 70s and 80s because Fernando Valenzuela.
As soon as you said that there was one, I was that's who I hit, but I wouldn't have known the other one.
Next category is science.
Science!
Science!
What is the field of science that deals with the study of sound called?
Crap. Field of science!
I believe Carmela just ate this one for lunch.
I'll lock in.
The field of sound, the name of the branch.
What is the field of science that deals with the study of sound called?
So the question is do I tap out or do I make up a word that I know is not a word? That is the question. All right, Jonathan, I'm writing in a bad answer, so you can go ahead and...
So it's probably an ology, and I've been trying to think of the root word, of the Latin word for sound, and I've been struggling. Audio comes to mind. And I think the root of audio is aural, A-U-R-E-A-L, or something like that. So it makes me lean towards possibly aurology, but that does not feel right. I feel like there's a totally different word for sound that I haven't thought of yet. I've been wondering about acoustics, acoustology. That doesn't make sense. And acoustics starts with A-C. I don't think it's right. I'm going to kick myself when I hear it, but I'm going to say aurology.
I now want to say, because of what your explanation is, Jacques Acousticology, but Jacques Cousteau. Anyway, sorry. Sometimes these bad jokes have to walk over to you. I just said off the John Cusack movie, and I wrote High Fidelity.
Oh. Nice.
I'm just going to write my slash for wrong answer right now, okay? What's the right answer, Carmela?
I don't know if this is the right answer now, but I said audiology.
Ology deals with the study of things, by the way. It's not an actual branch of anything.
You did say the study of in the question.
The field of science.
What is the field of science
that deals with the study of sound called? Right. The field of science is acoustics.
Son of a...
Acoustics. That'd be the field of science.
Okay, so that's nobody got that one?
Oh, my God. I even said the word.
If you would have went with acoustology or, you know, I don't even know if that's real.
Jacques-ustology. Oh, I'm bitter. I'm bitter. I have dislike for Mark right now.
That's okay. You're not the first. You've been hanging out with my ex-wife.
The study.
How did I know an ex-wife joke was coming right after that?
What was tricky there was that the question did have the study of in the question, which is what led me down the path.
Last category in this round is history.
All right.
What organization was given the only Nobel Peace Prize awarded during World War I?
I'm locked in.
It's got to be like Doctors Without Borders or some crap like that. I'm locked in, Carmela.
You said World War I, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I was thinking it could be the Red Cross because, you know, they would have done a lot during that time. or I was thinking the League of Nations, but I don't know if the League of Nations was formed after World War One or during it. I'm going to say the League of Nations.
For me, it came down to Red Cross or Salvation Army. I said Red Cross.
And I said Red Cross.
The International Red Cross.
All right. So going into the final round, I'm up 125. Jonathan has 110. Carmella has 65.
Man, I've got to get two more than you right in this round.
First question, movies. What's the name of the inflatable autopilot in the movie Airplane?
Oh, man.
I'm locked in.
Okay, I'm locked in. I don't think it's right, but I'm locked in. So talk it out.
I have no idea. I haven't seen Airplane in probably 20 years.
I'm so glad you had a suffix to that sentence. If you hadn't seen Airplane, it would have been another on a long list of movies that you're required to watch before you can come back.
That reminds me, I need to bring you back your Spaceballs DVD.
I tell you, man, living without my Spaceballs is challenging.
I thought you'd be used to living without balls by now.
Oh!
I don't know why you would think that.
No, it's on my kitchen counter, and I keep forgetting to grab it every time I come over.
You should put it in a sack and bring it over next time you come.
Or a hermetically sealed jar.
I have no idea. Stanley. I'm just going to say Stanley. Stanley the stand-in.
Stanley the autopilot.
Some reason I thought on his name tag it said Happy.
Is that your answer?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure his name was Otto.
It is Otto.
Oh, nice.
Otto the autopilot.
Yes.
Nice job, Jonathan.
Next category, objects. What object is usually made up of 12 pentagons and 20 hexagons?
What?
Feel free to draw it out if it makes it any easier.
It won't.
12 pentagons and 20 hexagons.
12 pentagons and 20 hexagons.
Yes.
What object?
Yes.
What the what?
It's not as difficult as it seems.
That's a lie.
I'm locked in.
Seriously?
Yeah, I think so.
Crap on toast.
Read it one more time.
What object is usually made up of 12 pentagons and 20 hexagons? What does that look for?
I'm trying to see inside of your head.
Oh. It's scary. It's a deep,
don't,
dark.
Don't do that.
You can't go back once you're there.
Don't go near it.
You know what? I'm locked in. Yeah. I'm not confident in my answer, but it's the best one I can come up with.
So you're both locked in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't help at all to try and draw something. You don't know where to put anything. So object is a weird thing, right? That's a weird subject. It's a weird concept. I have two thoughts in my head right now. It's almost geometric by definition, this structure. And structure is the best word I can use for it because I don't think that it forms another geometric shape. I don't think like it's going to be a dodecahedron or something like that. So I'm left with physical objects. And I've thought of two. I've thought of a beehive, like a honeycomb, because those have shapes that the honey is stored in. And I've thought of a kaleidoscope. So when you hold it up to your eye and you see the stuff in there against the light, it could be that there's 20 hexagons and 12 pentagons in there. I don't feel good about either of those, but I don't know if I'm coming up with anything better. I guess I'm going to say a honeycomb.
So I was just thinking outside the box. I was first thinking like the Star of David, and I was like, no, that doesn't really quite fit it. And then I'll be honest with you, I pulled a Jonathan on this one, and I could very well be wrong here. Carmella did it really fast. So my answer ended up being a soccer ball.
All right. So when I was writing down really fast, the first thing I had written down was dodecahedron, but then I was thinking, wait, he said object, not shape. So I wrote down soccer ball.
It is a soccer ball.
Yes!
If you start pieces will fit together.
I would suggest that you definitely did not pull a Jonathan, otherwise Jonathan would have gotten it right.
No, there's been plenty of times when you've gone, since you wrote it so fast, Chris, I figured it was this answer. And they've been here to witness that part of it.
My goodness.
I have never stopped to look at a soccer ball to determine that I figured they were all the same geometric pieces on there. I did not realize it had two distinctly separate geometric patterns on it.
The black spots are pentagons, the white spots are hexagons.
Mind blown. That's amazing. Wow.
Your last category, music. Nobody?
Music!
I'm up too upset.
Wow. That was really loud.
I appreciate if your musical music is actually more musical, please.
You've known me for how long? It's never been musical before.
Music.
Your last category is music. What rap group released the 1988 album, It Takes a Nation of Millions to Hold Us Back?
Locked in.
I'm locked in. I'm not 100% sure, but I feel good about it.
I'm trying to think if it could be anything other than the one I'm thinking of.
It could definitely be more than just the one you're thinking
of. Say, you can say it out. You don't have to say it's your final answer.
I know.
Okay.
Let me think the way I want to think.
You're right. I apologize.
Thank you.
You should think the way Chris wants you to think.
It's kind of painful.
No, definitely don't want to do that.
It's very confusing in here.
Because the most obvious answer is Run DMC, because it's late 80s. I don't think it's NWA, because it doesn't sound right. Run DMC is what I'm going to say.
Final answer?
Yeah.
All right. Jonathan?
I went with Chuck D and Public Enemy.
I went with Chuck D and Public Enemy.
It is Public Enemy.
They were the most politically conscious of the groups at the time, for sure.
I thought about Public Enemy, but...
Okay. So going into the final, I'm still in first place with 145, Jonathan with 130, Carmelo with 75.
That seems like your highest score in a long time.
I've done pretty well in this game today. But here comes the final answer. So here's my time to crap on toast.
Your final question category is going to be state capitals.
It's like mother puss bucket.
Jonathan, add another TV
Jonathan
show.
Jonathan and Carmella have a chance.
So what you're saying is we have a chance.
My wager is written down. Now that we've got love, what are we gonna do?
I wrote
do?
Mine down.
That is not Public Enemy.
It. I know. But Chuck D led to Heavy D.
Okay, now I see your stream of consciousness now. Okay. I got you, man. I got you.
That led to the boys.
The Backstreet Boys.
Man, this stinks. Because I think I've played probably one of my best games I've played in a very long time in this one right now. And just to come down to something that I'm vaguely okay with, but not great, just really kind of stinks.
It really depends on what he's going to ask about state capitals.
That's exactly right.
I guess I should say geography / state capitals.
Okay. If you guys need to redo it, go for it.
No, you're fine.
I was already in that ballpark.
All right. Okay. I'm locked in.
Your final question. Put the following U.S. state capitals in order from the northernmost and down to the southernmost. Your state capitals are Columbus, Des Moines, Nashville, and Sacramento.
This sounds awfully familiar. Maybe that you've used a state, that we've had a state or two like that in another question.
We had a Columbia kerfuffle one time.
Is that what it was? Okay. All right.
North to south?
Yes, sir.
We got a lot of listeners in Chicago that definitely know the difference between Des Moines and Columbus, that's for sure.
I'm locked in, everybody.
Okay, everybody.
Carmelo's like drawing out the United States right now.
I am drawing it out in my head when I'm writing stuff
I've done
down.
That before.
It helps.
I think I'm going to lock in.
Okay, you're both locked in?
Yeah.
So, I feel like I know that Des Moines is near the top right corner of Iowa, and I feel like Columbus is a little bit further south from that. The spot that I'm struggling with is Sacramento. I cannot really place Sacramento in North or South California. I thought it was SoCal, but I think it's just fluid for me. I know Nashville is near the top of Tennessee. There's not a ton of space between Nashville and Columbus. I guess the left side of Kentucky, and then it gets into Illinois and Ohio pretty quick. We were just looking at that map the other day.
I was going to mention that when it came my turn to talk.
Yeah. I'm going to hope and pray. I'm going to say the order is Des Moines, Columbus, Sacramento, Nashville.
So my guess was Sacramento is in the southern tip of California.
Oh,
that was the
then
one
that's
part,
bad news for me.
That was the one part I was pretty confident in.
I don't feel like it's southern tip. San Diego's southern tip.
Yeah, but I thought it was Los Angeles, Sacramento, San Diego. And Mark's rubbing
Mark
his head
you're
no.
Dumb.
So yeah, that's a possibility. So, anyway, that's okay. because I wasn't expecting to get this answer right in the first place. I put Des Moines, Columbus, Nashville, and then Sacramento.
Okay.
And I'm with you with Sacramento. I always seem to get it in the wrong spot for one reason or another.
So I'm pretty sure Sacramento's in Northern California.
Crap.
So I said Sacramento, Des Moines, Columbus, and Nashville.
Crap. All right, Mark.
Tear out my heart, Mark.
Northernmost is Des Moines. Then comes Columbus. Then comes Sacramento. And then Nashville.
Wow.
Yes!
Sacramento's like north centralish, yeah.
Wow.
I believe Jonathan got it right.
Yep. Well, you heard what I said. Oh, my goodness gravy.
Absolutely got it right. Wow, well done. Mm-hmm. So, Carmella, what was your bet?
60.
60. So Carmella ends with 15. I bet 0 because I was not comfortable with that at all. So I end up with 145.
I'm going to go with Jonathan bet 11.
No.
Oh.
Jonathan had to cover you, too. Mm. If you went 75 and got it right, you would have had 150. So I went 21.
So a 21 with 151 points. And first place, Jonathan came back from his sphincter and won this game.
Oh, congratulations, my gosh, man.
Wow.
That was a hard game.
I was fighting the whole way to catch up to you and to get the final right and actually jump somebody with a final. I don't know. That might have only happened once before for me.
Well, for you, yeah. For me, it's happened a few times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Ooh. Never happened to me. So.
But in all fairness, you've only started playing recently. So,
oh,
I mean,
my gosh.
Well done, man.
Humped up.
Well done. That was a good game.
All right.
Well done. Mark, good job on the questions, man.
Thanks,
Mark.
Good game, guys.
Man.
All right. So before we get out of here, you guys know that we do Patreon for anybody who wants to support the show financially. We have had some great new members join recently, some new promotions in the Trivial Warfare Army, as it were.
We have a captain in our midst already right now, don't we?
I know. You three are all, well, no, those two are majors. You're a colonel.
Oh, okay.
But we have some new Trivial Warfare Army officers and enlisted people. Because of the podcast award voting and all of those reminders, I haven't been keeping up and doing all the announcements with promotions. So the list is kind of big this week, but I want to make sure I give everybody credit. I'm going to go in the order of the sign up. So here we go. First, we have a promotion to captain for Mike Gomez. Thank you, Mike. We have a promotion to lieutenant for Daniel Boland. Thank you, Daniel. We have a promotion to captain for Scott Barber. Scott, one of our tournament finalists. Thank you, Scott. We have a promotion to lieutenant for Kate Suddy. Thank you, Kate. Kate spelled C-A-I-T. We have a promotion to captain for Maria Marigui. Maria, I hope I am pronouncing your name right. I think I am, but if I'm not, I apologize. We have a promotion to captain for Mike Cameron. Mike, I appreciate you, man. Thank you so much. And we have our first two $1 donations, our first two official privates. We have Anton Pressinger. I think I'm saying that right. Anton, thank you. $1 a month means a lot to me, let me tell you. I appreciate it. And Shark Droppers Studios signed up for $1 a month. You guys have heard Shark Droppers on the show before, especially Kyle Appleyard. Thank you, guys. We appreciate your support. And last but not least, just coming in the day that I'm recording this bit on June 15th, Brianna Garten has gotten a promotion to captain. Thank you, Brianna. I appreciate you signing up. Now, all of you guys who are at the captain level, the $10 level, remember, I owe you a message on the air. So if you have something you want me to say on the air, email it to me and I will make it happen. All right? I owe that to you. I just started sending out the magnets and the stickers and the whatnot to the thank you cards to the people that are getting those. So if you just recently signed up, you can look forward to that. And guys, if any of you are really wanting to come on the show, please note that becoming a captain is your best way to do that. We're recording some shows this weekend where Chris is out of town, and I just sent an email to all the captains, said, hey guys, who has time? Who wants to be on? Because I figured that would be the easiest way. So if you're wanting to get in that group, go over to patreon.com/TWA and sign up. So we want to say thank you to you guys. We really appreciate you guys signing up and helping to support what we're doing here.
Yeah. And seriously, guys, thanks for the help. I mean, really and truly, you don't know the amount of work that Jonathan puts into this and also the financial stuff, because we've got actually some nicer new equipment in here to make the sound quality a little bit better. So we appreciate you guys helping him out with that.
All right. Also,
do we have any new reviews, Jonathan?
Well, I want to actually do a Warhead of the Week.
Oh, well, you can do that too then.
Yeah, I think we should. All right. So our Warhead of the Week today is Ajay Nair. That's N-A-I-R. I hope I'm pronouncing that right, Ajay. Nair, perhaps. Guess where Ajay is listening from?
Where is Ajay at?
Ajay is listening from Mumbai, India.
Shut the front door.
Absolutely.
That is awesome.
So I told him, I said, hey, you know, this is a good show for people in India. Let's spread the word, right?
For real.
You guys got more people than we do. Let's get popular in India. That would be amazing. So thank you very much for listening, Ajay. We appreciate it, and I appreciate you checking in with me.
That's a great Warhead of the Week. That's absolutely fantastic. Spreading the love in India, that's phenomenal.
And we do have some reviews to go over.
How's our Quest to 60 going?
Our Quest to 60 is done.
Nice. So we're up to Quest to 70?
We're on a Quest to 75.
Oh, how about the Sprint to 75?
That's a yes. It's Sprint to 75, exactly. Okay, so we have a review from Jer Barton. Jer is one of our guys on the Facebook group.
Fantastic.
He gave us 5 stars. His title was Worth It. This is how the review goes. Question. What's the most painful process a human being can go through? Sorry, but 99% of you are wrong. It is not childbirth. It's installing iTunes on your PC in order to leave a review for Trivial Warfare. Worth it? Definitely. This could be a daily podcast, and it still wouldn't be enough for me. I love the host, the guest, the banter, the trivia. I love every episode and keep my own score. If you like Pub Quiz, you will like this episode. Thank you, Jer. We appreciate you.
That has everything we could possibly ask for.
He didn't say episode, though. He said, if you like a Pub Quiz, you'll like this podcast.
That's wonderful. Wow. I'm overwhelmed. That's wonderful.
Thank you, Jer. We also had a new review from Puppet's Mum. Sounds British. Puppet. And it says, I love this podcast so much, I became a Warhead. They accompany me as I drive to work, filling commuter tedium with trivia questions and laughter. The rapport between the casters is amazing and usually hilarious with friendly rivalry and the occasional snickerdoodle. If you don't love it, if you don't love it, I'll eat my hat. Quote, not a promise set in stone.
Who wrote that again?
That was Puppet's Mum.
Puppet's Mum. I like that. That's good. And yes, we will not expect you to eat your hat.
No, no. And then lastly, from Texas Penguin. As a longtime fan of trivia and a lifelong pursuit to fill my head with as much random knowledge as possible, it's nice to come across a show that helps me learn new things, makes me feel competitive, and satisfies my love of trivia, all while making me laugh. Get this. I've got this guy totally fooled. Jonathan has a voice perfect for hosting, and Chris, Carmella, Ben, and the others, Mark, you're the others, just make it fun to listen. I've gone back into the catalog of episodes and keep downloading the older episodes. This is one of the few podcasts I look forward to every week and am delighted to have them keep me company on my way to work, on my breaks at work, and on my way home. My only regret comes when the episode is over and I know I have to wait another week before I get another fix.
Wow, man.
Texas Penguin, thank you.
Quit looking at me, Schwan.
That's a swan.
Oh, okay.
Not a penguin.
Well,
hello, Mr. Penguin.
There you go. There you go.
Anyway, but thank you.
I love reviews.
Man, that is amazing.
I love reviews. Thank you guys for writing those. We appreciate you. Right now, as of today, we're at 67.
Very nice.
We're trying to push our way up the sprint to 75. That's right. All right. All right, so Chris.
Yes, sir.
I think I've talked enough.
Yes, and it is another win for Jonathan. And normally I hate saying that, but well done this episode, man. Really well done. And we're going to have to get him next time, Carmella.
Next time, Gadget.
Next time.
All right, Chris, get us out of here.
All right, Mark, thanks for the questions. Great job.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
All right, Carmella. And me, better luck next time for both of us.
Yeah, definitely. This is a hard episode, but those are good questions.
Yeah, absolutely.
Chris didn't think it was that hard. He had 145.
I did.
Well, I thought they were hard.
I did pretty well. Anyway, but until next time, that's Jonathan, that's Mark, that's Carmella, and I'm Chris. This is Trivial Warfare, where it's not just trivia, it's war. Take care, everybody.
Peace out.
Wow.
I just realized my headphones didn't work the whole time.
Thank you for listening to Trivial Warfare. To learn more about the show and become a warhead yourself, visit TrivialWarfare.com. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes or in any other good podcast app. And find us on Facebook or Twitter by searching Trivial Warfare.
I do take your show notes. Well, not the ones that I'm supposed to write. Yes, because some people aren't helping me out like they said they would.
You took it back. You went no.
Fire.
Oh, now it's getting hot.
Fire. All right, next question before they fight. Moving on.